Hey, you're listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast, where you'll learn ways to manage your finances in your personal or business life to set you on the path to debt-free and on to financial freedom. I'm Megan, your debt-free finance coach, former high school math teacher, now a debt-free entrepreneur. In 2021, I paid off $53,000 worth of debt in 12 months so that I could walk away from the classroom. Whether you're on the path to debt-free or looking for ways to manage your finances better, you're in the right place. Walking the path to financial freedom doesn't have to be lonely. We're in this together. Hey friend, welcome back. I'm so happy to have you. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the benefits of freelancing and how to use freelancing to help you further your financial goals. Whether it's to go debt-free, take more vacations with the family, or build up your retirement, freelancing can help you do all of that. And I know you're probably wondering, what the heck is freelancing? Okay, basically, freelancing is a service that you can provide to another business or another person. And I say service, I'm trying to keep it very vague, because the good thing about freelancing is you can literally do whatever it is that you want. If you have an idea, nothing is off the table. Nothing is too big, nothing is too small. You can literally do whatever you want with freelancing. So often I hear people that are looking for a side gig to earn extra money, or they've tried every MLM known to man and nothing stuck or nothing worked for them. I know all those things because that was me, right? I was that person that would do any and every side job. I tried 1,000 MLMs, and while those things may work for some people, they were not things that I was supposed to be doing, and they were not my end goal. But you live and learn, right? And life is all about experiences. And I'm thankful for those side jobs. I'm thankful for those MLMs because they got me to freelancing. They got me into the business that I am as an online service provider. And for that, I am so freaking thankful. So today I'm going to be sharing how you can turn something that you're passionate about and turn it into profit to thus further your financial goals. So I kind of briefly explained what freelancing was, but I want to keep it very vague because I want you to come up with what it is that you want to do, what it is the service or the idea that you want to bring to life, because you can literally do anything. So once you're done with this episode, if this episode really spoke to you and you're like, okay, wow, that's me. I have this idea that I've been thinking about, that I've been dreaming about for some time now. I have a workbook for you. It is the Passion to Profit and On to Debt-Free workbook that I created for people that are just like you and that were just like me, that knew they were passionate about something, knew they were passionate about helping people, but didn't know how to pinpoint what it was or what it is that I wanted to do. How do I turn that idea into a quote-unquote business? How do I turn that idea into profit? How do I charge for this? All of those questions get answered in this workbook, and I want to offer that to you. So at the end of this episode, make sure you look into that and snag it if it's something that you're interested in. So let's get started. We're all passionate about something, right? I mean, we should be. If we're not, then you need to do some soul searching of your own and figure out what it is that lights your fire, because everybody should be passionate about something. But how do we find what it is that we want to do? How do we make that passion come to life? So there is a series of questions that I walk you through in this workbook, and it basically gets you to write down your ideas and thoughts on paper to get very, very clear on what it is that you love to do, what lights your fire every single day, what gets you out of bed, what type of people do you want to help? Assuming you want to help people, 99% of the time people do want to help others. And how do I turn those two things into a either business idea or a service or a product? How do I turn that into something that I can then earn money from? And for some people, it's very basic, or I shouldn't say basic. It's very simple. They want to do XYZ. For me, with this whole debt-free journey, debt-free podcast, debt-free business, it was a little more complex. And so at the very beginning, I struggled because I was like, this idea seems so weird and off the wall. How do I help others from this? How do I use this for good? And so the series of questions that I ask and get you to think about really help you narrow down exactly what it is that you want to do, which is something that I've really had to work through and process the last year as I have been working towards getting very clear on what it is that I want to offer you, what I want this podcast to be about, what services I want to have in my product suite, and so forth. Once you have those things answered, I don't want to say it's easy or smooth sailing, but it really does propel you forward to get the ball rolling to get you to the next step, which is launching that idea, making it come to life, and earning money, which you can either continue to use this business, this idea as a side income. You can use this as something that you want to eventually pursue full time, or you can use this money to literally invest right back into your family. And those are the three things that I'm going to talk about now. So once you've turned this idea and made it come to life, figuring out what you're going to charge and how you're going to make money off of it is key, which I will walk you through. But how can you use that money to pay off debt, right? Think about it. If I am making an extra $100 a month, look at your budget. Everybody should have a budget. If you don't have a budget, go back to the Budget is the Foundation podcast and listen to that. Look at your budget and see what that extra $100 can do. Maybe you're barely making the minimum payments on your credit card. Use that $100 extra a month to pay extra towards your credit card. And what I like to do is any debt that I'm trying to pay off, let's say my debt is, let's keep it real simple. Let's say my debt is $1,000 and I am now earning an extra $100 a month. If I take $1,000 and $100 and I divide the two, I get 10. So that tells me that in 10 months, I'm going to have that $1,000 paid off. That is one of my favorite things to do, is to reverse engineer your money goals. So when it comes to debt, for me, it was $53,000. And that's exactly what I did. I divided 53 by 12 and I said, okay, wow, I have to pay an extra four-ish $1,000 a month towards that debt in order to get it paid off in the year, which was the goal that I gave myself. So if you have that $1,000 and you're like, okay, I want to pay that off in 2 months, okay, well then take $1,000 and divide it by two, which would give you $500. So maybe that's your first income goal whenever you start this, is I just want to make $500 a month so that I can pay off that $1,000 credit card and then feel like I have my life back, right? Oh, I'm so passionate about reverse engineering your goals because I want you to see how possible it is to get yourself out of debt and get yourself out of that current situation. So that's the first thing, is you can use freelancing to help yourself pay off debt, right? If you live off of your full-time money and you simply use all of your side money towards your debt, oh my gosh, think how fast you could get that paid off, right? On top of, if you are able to put any money from your full-time gig to your debt as well, it almost makes it go by twice, three times, four times as fast, which is incredible. The next thing is, maybe you are like me and you are very, very passionate about entrepreneurship and being your own boss. And you're like, okay, look, the typical 9-to-5 traditional job setting is not for me. If the 9-to-5 traditional job setting is for you, good for you. I love that for you. I support that. I think that you fall into the first category of using freelancing to pay off debt / save for vacation / put money towards your retirement, if you so choose, right? But if you are more like me and you're really passionate about entrepreneurship, then you can use freelancing to replace / turn into your full-time income. And so what I would do there is, as I am working my full-time job, let's just say your monthly income is $1,000. I want to keep it simple. Say that's what you make at your full-time job. I want you to look at your side job, which would be freelancing, and see, what do I need to do to replace that money? So that could be 2 clients, 3 clients. I don't know. It depends on your business structure and what kind of services that you're offering. But you can use freelancing to start building a full-time income so that you can then, when you feel comfortable and you're consistently hitting that income goal, you can eventually walk away from your full-time job. The other thing that I would encourage you to do, if you are one of those that does want to use freelancing to leave their 9-to-5, I would look at your monthly budget and see, okay, what things can I pay off now so that my monthly expenses can be reduced? Meaning, do I have that lingering credit card that costs me $100 extra a month? If your monthly expenses are, I guess I said $1,000. So let's just say that that's our monthly expenses as well. If your monthly expenses add up to be $1,000, but you use that side income to help you pay off that $100 a month credit card, once you get it paid off, your monthly expenses are now down to $900. So if you're trying to replace your salary, now, instead of trying to replace $1,000, you're only trying to replace $900. So I really want you to sit there and think and reflect on, man, if I could go debt-free and lower my monthly expenses month after month, then I don't necessarily need to make as much in my side business to leave my 9-to-5 than I thought. So it's almost like the going debt-free and the using freelancing to replace your 9-to-5 income go hand in hand, which I'm sure I've talked about before. The last topic I'm going to touch on is how to use freelancing / use the income that you earn from freelancing to invest in your family's future. Now, depending on what finance guru or money person you're talking to, they're going to say either to not invest until you're fully debt-free or screw that. It's okay to invest while you still have debt. And you find me kind of right there in the middle. I am not hardcore one way or the other. I invested while I was in pursuit of going debt free. I had retirement money. I had a Roth IRA that I contributed to and so forth. And so you kind of find me in the middle of the road. Do what is best for you and your family. Do what you feel more comfortable with. But I'm going to encourage you. It is okay if you invest while you're still trying to go debt-free. Look at your debt and see what kind of debt that you have. If your debt is very low, minimal debt, meaning car payment, student loans that are reasonable student loans, any type of low debt like that, I think it's okay to continue to invest while you're paying those things off. Of course, if you have high interest credit card debt, any credit cards that are in the, 20% range. Oh yeah, yeah. Please, you're going to save yourself money in the long run if you take that money that you would be investing and put it towards those credit card payments. All of that to say, there is a way for you to use freelancing to make your money grow time after time. So whether you have a 9-to-5 job or you don't work at all and you want to start working from home as a stay-at-home mom so that you can put money into retirement or a savings account, here's what I would do. If you don't necessarily need that money, that freelancing money to pay off debt or to replace your 9-to-5 income, I would use that money to do a couple of things. Number one, you can put it in a high yield savings account, which would get you about anywhere between 3-4% interest. So return on your investment. I would look at any type of Roth IRA, so money that you put in after tax and it grows tax-free, I would do that. And that gets you on average about 7-10% growth year after year, right? Those are great ways that you can have your money grow for you now. So that way you're not having to work when you are 70, 80, however long you live to be, right? You don't have to work because you have to. You get to work because you want to. And that for me is my goal. I would love to retire early, 50, 60, whatever, but I think at some point I would probably get a little bored with life. And so I want to have something that I can do, when I want to do it on my terms, or have money that's growing very passively so that I don't have to feel like I have to work, but I can because I love it. But if I wanted to retire, I still could, right? Now, I'm not a financial advisor by any means. I am taking my own personal experiences and sharing them with you today. Those are the things that I would do if I wanted to invest into my family's future. So if you have a financial advisor in your family, or if you are and want to make those decisions on your own, by all means, do so. I'm just telling you what I do with my family and what we do with our personal finances. So anyways, all of that to say, there's so many ways that you can use freelancing, which if you're like me, you didn't even know what freelancing was until a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I don't know. There's so many ways that you can use freelancing to help with your financial goals. That's not a quote unquote pyramid scheme, or that's not an MLM, but it's actually a legit business, because what you're going to do and what I'll walk you through is taking that idea, making it come to life, being legit, having a business, right? That you can actually send out contracts, take invoices, take payment and such from. That's not illegal, right? All of those things are legal. You're going to become seriously legit, as I think I say in the workbook, but it also helps you get your business launched. I use my background as a social media manager to help you launch your business, get it posted on social media, use social media to help you market yourself like the pro that you are, help you show authority in your business and so forth. So really hope you enjoyed today's talk about using freelancing to further your financial goals. If I spoke to you today, if you are sitting there thinking, wow, okay, I had never heard of freelancing before, but I have all of these ideas, or I have all of these things that I am so passionate about, but I don't know how to make money off of it or turn it into something that I can grow long term, or something that I can turn into a full-time job, you need the workbook, or you need to book a call with me, because I promise no idea is too crazy. No idea is too off the wall. There is a way for you to make your idea come to life so that you can start earning money to go debt-free, save for your family's future, invest in your family's future, or to replace your 9-to-5 income and come home. So make sure that you grab that, and I will see you next time. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast. Make sure you leave us a review and check us out on meganmendez.com. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at Megan Mendez underscore underscore. In the meantime, happy budgeting. See you next time.